Today, Shem Sech Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Dalad. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom line. Amalei, so we had discussed in our previous shir that somebody had met a Taya, an Arab merchant, and the person, this Arab merchant says, Amalei, he said to me, Ta'achvalei Masai Midbar, I will show you where the people who died in the Dor HaMidbar were buried. And as the Maral explains, all of those people from the Midbar were tzaddikim. They were on a greater level than everyone else. They were the people to whom the Torah was given. And that's why they're called the Dor HaMidbar. What makes them special, explains the Maral, that we know a Midbar is a desert, a place where there is no real Gashmias. What you have in the Midbar is Ruchnias. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that these were individuals who spent their lives, who were caring about Ruchnias, not Gashmias. So, Anach Azlech Hazatinam, I saw the place where they were buried. Damu Kaman Demismi, and their faces were glowing just like somebody who just drank wine. The Taras Chaim explains that we know that there was a Gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a decree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they would all die in the Midbar. And every year they would all lay down in graves, and a certain group would pass away, and explains the Taras Chaim that they actually, because they didn't know if they're going to get up or not, and if they're going to get up, and if it was raining, it would be obviously a big issue. So they went to sleep in graves. And there they went to sleep in graves. And that's how they woke up. We saw them in those caves. And they would look like the facing were glowing. But Gono Aparktod, they were sleeping on their back with the face facing Shemayim. The Maral says that there's a meaning in this as well, that they were facing Shemayim. They were people that were connected to the Ruchnius. And I saw that under the knee of one of them, says they were so tall that somebody was able to go riding on a camel with a spear in his hand under his knee, without touching the knee. Says the Gemara, Paske chad karna talt chad minayu. So says the Gemara, I wanted to observe how they did the mitzvah tzitzis. As we're going to learn, there are a number of machloikis, Beisham, Beis Hillel, regarding hilchot tzitzis. So he wanted to see how the tzitzis were. Like Mustagalon, he says that after I cut off the tzitzis, the animal I was riding on refused to travel, refused to move. Amali, so the Arab merchant said to me, Dilma shkalt minayim b'nayu, did you take something from them? So Gemara says, a hadre. So he says, return it. The Gemiri, because we have a Kabbalah, we have a Mesoira, the man, the shokal midim b'nayu, if somebody takes something away from them, like Mr. Galay, he can't travel any further. So says the Gemara, Azla Hardarte, I returned it, Fahad Mizda Galon, and then I was able to travel on. Kiosla Kamed Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, he says that when he came in front of the Rabbanan, Omli Kol Abba. He says everybody whose name is Abba, Rabbi Bachana was called Abba, was a title of respect, Chamra. He's foolish like a donkey. The Kol Baba Chana, and somebody who's Rabbi Baba Chana, Sichscha, is considered like a foolish person. Because Lamai Hilchasa Avdasachi, what was the reason you took off the tzitzis from this garment? Because Lameda, you wanted to know, Ik Beishamai, if the Alochi is like Beishamai, Ik Beis Hillel, how many. The Machlokes Beishamai is how many threads are put into the tzitzis, and also how long are the tzitzis, the part that's hanging, versus the plait, that's the knot. So you wanted to know how the people in the Midbar wore their tzitzis, so you will know what the halacha is. So he says, instead of cutting it off, what you should have done is just observe them and look at them. The Masha explains that what the Gemara says, that he took off the tchelis, it doesn't mean it was a regular pair of tzitzis. But as we know, and we'll speak about this more in our shir, there's a concept of talus shekula tchelis. What the Gemara means to say is that we know that one of the subjects over which Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu disagreed was regarding a talus shekula tchelis. Does it have to have tzitzis or not? So what happened here was he took off the tzitzis to show. If he took off the tzitzis to show that even a talus shekula tchelis, even a talus shekula tchelis is mechuyev to have tzitzis. The Yaivitz explains that the reason Rabbi Baba Chana didn't do this because he was concerned, he did not have time. I mean, the obvious question in the Gemara is that why did he waste time? Why didn't he just do as the Gemara says? It's Rabbi Baba Chana. He should have known to just observe and go on. So he explains that he was in a big rush and says, Rabbi Baba Chana, since he was in such a big rush, he didn't have time to start observing the tzitzis. He just wanted to take him and look at them later. Amali, continues the Gemara, this Arab merchant said to me, Ta achvile Har Sinai. He says, I'm going to show you Har Sinai. Ozli, so he says, I went. V'chazoi, the hadrile akva v'kaimik k'chamri chaverti. And I saw that around Mount Sinai, around Har Sinai, there were scorpions that are look like white donkeys. V'shmati baskol, and I heard a baskol coming from Shemayim. V'ymeris, and the baskol says, Oyli shenishbati, it's terrible that I made a shvua that Klai Yisrael will have to go into Galus. V'achshesh shenishbati, now that I made the shvua, me mefili, who, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, could annul this shvua? Kosla kamed rabbanon, so says the Gemara, when I came to the Chachamim, and I told them what happened, Amruli, they said to me, Kol Abba, anyone whose name is Abba is a chamra, is like a donkey, Kol Baba Chana, six is a fool. Shehoyolach Leimer, you should have said at that point, Ta'kadosh Baruch Hu Mufalach. You should have said that we're annulling your nether. And Mefarshim make a very beautiful point. They say that there are two ways of annulling a nether. One way of annulling a nether is by Hatorah, by going to the Rav, and the Rav is Mater Nether. And the other way of going to be Mater Nether is Hafarah, husband. And what the Gemara is saying is, what he should have done is that he should have made Hafarah, because that would represent the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting that the shvuah that he made, that we were going to Golos, should be annulled. Because, and why did he make it, and why was this being said specifically from Har Sinai? Explains the morale that what we are suffering when we are in Golos from, we're suffering in Golos that we don't have Gilu Shechina. We don't have a way to feel the Shechina. If we were, and Har Sinai is a representation of the highest level of Gilu Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I should have be made for this shvuah of Klal Yisrael going to Golos, and by being made for this nether, the shvuah, then Klal Yisrael would be able to come back to the Gilu Shechina as we had by Kabbalas HaTorah, as we had about Torahs. Says the Gemara, who suffer? Why did Rabbi Baba Chana make this mistake? Says the Gemara, Dilma Shvuas the Mabahu. Maybe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was referring to, he was concerned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made a shvuah that he would never bring a mabul again, and he was concerned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have that shvua annulled and that it could bring a neder. The Rabbanan, so that's a legitimate concern. Say the Gemara, the Rabbanan knew that that could not possibly be what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. Because if that's the case, imken oily lama. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu express himself that he's upset? If it was something that he made that was positive, negative, then we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets having said it. But if it's something that represents a positive thing, there's no reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be upset. The Sefer Yad Yosef explains that this Gemara, that we know, the Gemara says that why is Har Sinai called Har Sinai? Shmei Yisham Yarda Sina La'olam. That's where hatred of the Umas Olam came to Klal Yisrael, and that's where all the decrees that we suffer from come from. And he said that's Pshat, what the Gemara says, Hadronalei Akrivi, the Har Sinai was surrounded by scorpions and snakes. The scorpions and the snakes are our enemies, and they're upset that we keep ourselves separate from them. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do what we're supposed to do, and we're suffering because we separate ourselves from the Umas HaOlam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I should be made for that nether, that nether should be annulled, and Klal Yisrael should have a Yeshua. The Satmar Rebbe says that there was once a person who came to the Yismach Moshe on a Shana Rabbah. And the Yismach Moshe said, the first of the Hoshanas that we say is Hoshana L'mancha Elokeinu. And the Yismach Moshe, when he said Hoshana L'mancha Elokeinu, started being davening that Mashiach should come. And the Yismach Moshe said, don't think that I am asking for Mashiach because I want to have a better life. And of course, when Mashiach will come, b'meher b'yameinu, we're going to have a better life. But no, yiskadol v'yiskadish shmei rabba, hashana l'mancha l'keinu, I'm only davening, and I only ask for Mashiach, because that will be a world, a better world, a world of avodas Hashem. Now, so that's pshat, says the Satmar Rebbe, in this Gemara. What happened over here, he says, was that Rabbi Baba Chana was scolded for not being matter the nether. So what was Rabbi Baba Chana's defense? His defense was that somebody who has a personal interest in a nether cannot be the one to be matter the nether. As we learned in our Masechta, there's a concept of a negei bedover, that you have personal interest in this situation. So they said to him, so he said to him, Hashanu l'mancha l'keinu. Just like the Yisrach Moshe said, I'm davening on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here too, I'm davening that we want Mashiach to come, not for our own purpose. We're not being made for the nether that we should have it better. We're doing it because that's what's going to cause a Kiddush Hashem, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Amalei, so says the Gemara, the Seicher said to me, I'm going to show you where the people from the Das Kairach were swallowed up by the ground. Says the Marchazei Trey Busy, the Kavim Mafki Kutra. He saw two cracks in the earth from which smoke was coming out. Shokel Gavav the Amra, he took a bowl of wool, the Mishnah B'maya, and he put it into water, with the Tzisa Barosh and the Rum Chavayah Lahasa. And he put the bowl into the wool, into the water, and that's how v'chi'apik haveschareh ruchei. It was so hot, that smoke was so hot, that even though the wool was soaked in water, they were still burnt. And that's because the kairach is a gehenim. V'amalei etzis my shamet. And he said to me, listen to what they are saying. It says, when I was shamet ava amrim, I heard that they were saying, Moshe emes with terosa emes, V'heim badoim, Moshe is true, and we are liars. Amalei, so he said to me, Kol tlos on yomi, every 30 days, Ma'adalu gehenem lahocha, the gehenem comes again, kebos b'kalachas, just like when you stir meat, V'amri hachi, and we hear them saying, Moshe, we hear them saying Moshe emes v'terasa emes. What's pshat in the every 30 days? So Rashbam says it means every Rosh Chodesh. So saw the Bnei Menachem explains that the Rosh Chodesh, the halacha the Torah brings in Orach Chaim, Simen Tuf Yud Zayin, is more of a yontif for women than for men. Because the women did not participate in the Chet Ha'egel, and that's why Rosh Chodesh is a yontif for them. So Klai Yisrael have Rosh Chodesh as a yontif. But and so too for the Bnei Levi is Rosh Chodesh a yontif, because we know, Bnei Menachem explains, that they too did not participate in the Chet Ha'egel. But Korach, because Korach is from the name Levi, that's why Rosh Chodesh is for him a yontif. The Beis Halevi explains that what's pshat in these 30 days. He says that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chodesh Elul, a time to do tshuva, a time to prepare for the Yom Hadin. Says the Gemara, as the Gemara Masechet Yevamos says, Atlas Yom Mukum Inish Anafshei. If somebody was able to control himself for 30 days and not do something, that shows that he's able to do what's right. And therefore, as the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva, Perik Beis Halacha Avet, Halacha Aleph, that a person has to do tshuva, Ach Yorel of Yudea Telumis, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say testimony, Shlo Yoshev Lezeh Achet L'Olam, that this person will never do the Aveira again. Because many times we see that a person decides that he's not going to do an Aveira, and he's able to hold out for a short amount of time, but not for 30 days. 30 days of Elul, says the Beis Halevi. I hear that if during these 30 days we do what's right and we stay away from doing what's wrong, that's a proof that our tshuva is a proper tshuva. And that's why, says the Beis Halevi, the Korach, if didn't do tshuva. And because Korach doesn't do tshuva, the proof of tshuva, as we just said, is so connected to 30 days. And that's why, because they didn't do tshuva, they suffer every 30 days, that Gehenim again starts up for them. The Meiri explains that the halacha is that the person who's even not going to make it, the halacha is in Shabbos will be Mechal Shabbos for him. What happened over here, I saw the Mefarshim explain, is that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the terrible situation that Korach was in. And because Moshe Rabbeinu saw the terrible situation that Korach was in, he davened that he should not be completely in Gehenim, and they should always have a chance to do tshuva. The Ksav Sofer explains, but why are we saying that they didn't do tshuva? We're learning that they said Moshe Emes was Sarasa Emes. Says the Ksav Sofer, that's what the Gemara answers, ends with the word V'no Badoim. We recognize that even what we're saying now, which sounds like we're doing the right thing, we're really not doing the right thing. Moshe Emes was Sarasa Emes, but even though Moshe Emes was Sarasa Emes, what we're not saying that with the full honesty. For honor badoim, we're not honest. The Ramei Shapiro explains this Gemara that v'heim badoim. He says that what happened here was, says Ramei Shapiro, what caused Korach and his group to do the wrong thing, what caused them to do the wrong thing was that their assistants, the people who they were with, were the people who convinced them to do what's wrong. And that's what says Ramey Shapiro, the Lublin Rav, we have to be so concerned about. We always have to be concerned about whom we associate with, because the people who we associate with can end up giving us terrible advice. And that's what the Adas Korach said. We now recognize that Moshe Emes, the Terasa Emes, the Moshe's Emes, and his Torah's Emes, the Haim, and those people who gave us than terrible advice by doim a lawyers. The Brisker Rav explains the Gemara. He says that the Rambam in the Moir and the Vuchim explains that when we think about Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to think about Moshe Rabbeinu in two ways. One is that Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than all the other Nevi'im, and that all of the Torah that we have was given to Moshe Rabbeinu b'nevuah. Korach did not accept either of those principles. Korach, we know, said, Ki kola eda kulam kedoshim. He didn't agree that Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than everything, than everybody else. And we also know that Korach said, we mentioned about this a few moments ago, that Korach said, Talos shekula tcheles, a talos which is completely made of wool, what is the halacha about the tzitzis? And Moshe Rabbeinu said that it's chayiv and tzitzis. They should have accepted what Moshe Rabbeinu said, because Moshe Rabbeinu received the entire Torah b'nevuah. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is saying something, it must be true. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach, b'zois teidun k'ashem shulchani. Everything that I'm doing is because I was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. Ki loy milibi. The Torah is not something they made up. And that's what we say here. That's what the Gemara says that Korach and his recognizes. Moshe Emes, the Torah say Emes. We now realize the truth of Moshe Rabbeinu and the truth of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Hain, and anybody who doesn't agree, is wrong. The Bava Rebbe has a different way of explaining this Gemara. It says, the Pasuk says, Eilu Me'adei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Asher Tikru Oysam B'Me'adam. And the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph says, Al Tikru Oysam El Atem. It's up to us, it's up to Chazal, it's up to the Beis Din to decide when is Rosh Chodesh, when is Yom Tovim. So Korach did not want to, as we just said, accept the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Mat Korach now recognizes, and that's why the Rashbam says it happened on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the demonstration, of the power of Chazal. Moshe Korach, who did not want to accept that, that's why Rosh Chodesh is the day that he Gehenim starts up for him all over again. But another pshat that I saw is that we know that what does Rosh Chodesh really represent? Rosh Chodesh represents when we have a new month, when we have a new moon. And we know, as Rashi teaches us in Parashas Bereishis, when we think about a new moon, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the moon smaller? Because the moon came with a complaint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. E'efshir, it's impossible, l'shtei melochim. There can't be two kings. There can't be the moon and the sun at the same time. And the Gemara says that every Rosh Chodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring for me, have you like a para? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring for me a carbon. Al shemi atati es ayerech. Because I made the moon smaller. So now, if the moon, what he said, was correct, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if what the moon said was correct, then everything about Rosh Chodesh makes sense. But if what the moon said is incorrect, then there's no point in this. That's what Korach said. Korach said that everybody should be equal. I should be equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the lesson of Rosh Chodesh, is that the moon is not equal to the sun. There's only one Moshe Rabbeinu. Another point that I saw that the Satmar Rebbe explains is that indeed, as we just explained, in this world, the moon and the sun are not equal in size. But in Mitzvah Shem, when Mashiach comes, b'meheira b'yameinu, the moon and the sun will be equal in size, equal in stature. So in that time, where the moon and the sun will be the same size, so Korach's claim that it's possible to have two leaders who are equal will be accepted. But that's only when the Mashiach comes. Now, where we live in a world where there is no Mashiach, there is no right. There is no right to make such a claim. The Rav Nachman of Breslov says that what's Pshat in this Gemara? Pshat in this Gemara is that they're right next to this world. What does it mean that they're not all the way in Gehenna? Because once somebody is in Gehenna, says Rav Nachman of Breslov, we know that if a person does something wrong to somebody else, he has to ask for mechila. In this world, we could still ask for mechila. And that's what they meant to say. Moshe Emes with Terasa Emes, we're trying to still be connected to this world where we could still ask Mechila. Amalei, tach lehech de nashki Arab rakia adodi. So this Arab merchant says, now I'm going to show you where the sun, where the earth and the sky touch each other. Shakl salta, he took my basket of bread, the snachta bakafsa de rakia, and I put it in a window in the sky. Adam etzalna, until I finished davening, be civilized. I looked for my basket, I cannot find it. Amalei, so says the Gemara, I said to him, Ike ganvei hocha, are the thieves in heaven? Amalei, hai gilgal de rikiu dadar. This is as the world is turning around. Not the world turns around every day. Nachar, notar ad lamachar, wait till tomorrow hocha at this spot. And when the world comes back, you'll see, you'll be able to find that bread. The Sefer Siddur Shel Shabbos explains the Gemara that what we're learning from here is that this world, which we think is a world of Gashmius, Tova Achtelach Hechad Nashke Arver Ki Adadi. Everything that we do that's Gashmius could really be connected to Ruchnius. The bread that we eat is not just because we need to eat, but to eat so we could daven, we could learn. And that's what he says. If you eat today, but the purpose of your eating today is that tomorrow, that you should have the ability to do mitzvahs, to daven, then you'll see that tomorrow you'll have bread. The tefillah that we daven, and if we use the gashmius that we have for ruchnius, then we will have success. I saw another Pshat in this Gemara. There's a famous question: what is the proper minig? When should one give tzedakah? Should one give tzedakah before he davens, or should one give tzedakah after he davens? And what we're learning from here is that we should give tzedakah. He should give the bread before we daven, and if we give the bread before we daven, then we'll have success. And I saw the Sefer Be'er Shmuel explains the Gemara that nobody ever suffers by doing a mitzvah. If somebody thinks I have my business closed on Shabbos and therefore I'm going to lose out, a person has to be certain that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will pay the person back for having done what he's supposed to do. And that's what we're in this world for. Tov achloch heich denashki arav rikia adodi. A person has to recognize that the Gashmius and the Ruchnius travel together. And if I do the Ruchnius, if I do the mitzvahs with the proper kavana, I have nothing to be concerned about. And I will have, and I'll come back tomorrow. Today I close my business because of a Shabbos, because of a Yontif. But tomorrow you will see that my business will be successful. I'll have bread tomorrow. Rabbi Yochanan Mishtoi Simna Chada Ava Kozlina B'Sfinta. Rabbi Yochanan would say that one time I was traveling on a boat, the Chazina Nahu Kavra Dafka L'Reish Miyama, and I saw this fish that had his head sticking out from the water. V'damya Enen Katrei Sari, and his eyes look like the moon as it's shining. V'nofetz Mayim Matarte Zimei, and water was coming out of its two nostrils. Katrei Mavri the Sura, like the two rivers of Sura. And I saw that Mefarshim explained what this Gemara is coming to teach us, as the Sefer Chassidim says, that the power of Rosh Chodesh, and our Gemara is teaching us that every Rosh Chodesh all the people who are no longer alive are able to wake up and get up and say shvach and shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the pasuk says, v'haya midei chodesh b'chatzai, every month, yovel kabasar, everybody will be able to say shvach and shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Maharav Sofra Mishtari, Rav Safra would say, Zim nechada have a kozlina besfinta. Once I was traveling in a boat, the chazina who covered the afkal reishim yama. Again, I saw a fish whose head was stuck out of the water. Vavlei karnayim, karnayim had horns. The chakak alei, and on the horns it was engraved. Anik meriyah kalish yam. I am the most insignificant creature in the water. Vavina tlos meyah prasi, and I am 300 parsi large. The zelna lapum de levyasei. And I go to the Levyasin, which we're going to learn is the fish that we're going to eat by Mashiach's time. And I go and put myself into the fish to make the Levyasin grow. That the and the lesson of this Gemara, says the Shevet Sefer, is that these fish are ready to give up their lives, to be devoured by the Levyasin, to do that the Levyasin should have what to eat. Says the Shevet Sofer, look at fish. Fish are not obligated to do mitzvahs, but look at what they're ready to do to give up their lives just that there should be fish, just that the Levyasin should have food. So says the Shevet Sofer, isn't this a lesson how much we have to do one for the other? Amar Ravashi, how is the Yamahu? This fish that we're speaking about is called the Iz the Yama, the ocean goat, the Bechisha of Islekarna, that it has horns that it uses to find food. Rabbi Yochim Mishtoi, Zimlechar Havako Zilna Besfinta, I was once traveling in a boat, the Chazina Hikat Lisa, and I saw a chest in the water. Davako Mekabei, Avonim Tavim Megalis, that in this chest there were expensive diamonds and jewels. The Hadrilay Mina the Kavri the Mekar Kasha, and around this chest there were fish that are called Kasha. Nochas Bamaroi, a diver went into the river, Lasuye, to bring this up from the water. Uboy Lashemte Lat Virogash, and the fish felt that this is what happened. Uboy Lashamte Laatme, and he wanted to cut off the thigh of this diver. The Shad Zek the Chalav Nochas, and this diver threw vinegar towards the fish, and because of the smell of the vinegar, the fish ran away. Nafak by Kala, and at that point, the Baskal came out for Shemayim. Amalon, my islo b'chadika tiloisa, what are you doing touching that chest? The devisa of Chanina b'doisa, it belongs to the Chanina b'doisa. We know the famous story that they were very poor, but she refused to take anything from Olam Haba in this world. The said the Shadid Cheltabal Tzadik Lamad Asay. And she's going to put, she has in this chest, the Tcheles that she's going to put into the Tzitzis of the Tzadikim and Olam Haba. The question is, the question that comes up when we learn this Gemara is, a woman allowed to put on Tzitzis on a Beged? Because we know that Tzitzis is a mitzvah sasashas magroma. It's a mitzvah that only is taught, you only have to wear tzitzis by day and not by night. And since women are not obligated in this mitzvah, the halacha says the question is, are they allowed to be put on those tzitzis? Rashi and many other Rishonim say that women may put on tzitzis. And the Rosh brings a raya from our Gemara. The Gemara says that the wife of Rav Chanina ben Doisa will have the tchelis in this chest that she's going to use to put the tzitzis on. Rabbeinu Tam, however, disagrees. He says that somebody who's not obligated in the mitzvah tzitzis may not put on tzitzis. And that's the opinion of the Maram Ratenberg. And he says it's based on the pasuk, Daba b'nei Yisrael v'asulam tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael, men could put on tzitzis, not women. What's going to be the halacha about children putting on tzitzis? If we say the reason is because of Bnei Yisrael, that only men are allowed to put on tzitzis. So a child, a male, could put on tzitzis. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that somebody who's not obligated in the mitzvah tzitzis may not put on tzitzis, so then children should not put on tzitzis because they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. But the question is, what will Rabbeinu Tam and the Maram Miratenburg do with our Gemara, where it says clearly the halach is that the wife of Rav Chanina Mendois is going to put on tzitzis. So some want to suggest, Arsus Chaim from the Malbim wants to suggest that when Mashiach comes, mitzvahs will be voluntary. And since when Mashiach comes, mitzvahs will be voluntary, so a woman will be equal in putting on tzitzis. And therefore women can put on tzitzis. But there are others that suggest that even though women can't put on the tzitzis, women can make the threads which are used for the tzitzis. And that's what the Gemara means to say here. The Shulchan Aruch and Ayur Chaim, Simon Yudalit Sif Aleph says, Ishik Ser Las Tzitzis Labigda Shel Ish, a woman may put on tzitzis on a man's garment, but the Rama says, the Lechatchila, a woman should not be the one to put on tzitzis. There is a debate, what are we paskin about women making the wool that is used for tzitzis? In that question, I saw that there are more poskim that are makel in that regarding that question. Says the Gemara of Yehuda Hindoi Mishtoi. Yehuda Hindoi said, Zim nechad have a kazina besfinta. I was once traveling in a boat. The chazina hu evan toiva, and I saw this beautiful stone that have a hodolei tanina, that a big fish was swimming around it. Noch sparmoi lesui, and a diver went to pick up that stone. Also tanina, and a fish came kabot lemivle besfinta, wanted to swallow up the boat that we were on. Oscar pishkansa. A female raven came, or Pascal Eresha, and cut off the head of that fish. There was so much blood that came out that the water looked red like blood. And now another fish came, Shakle, took that stone, and hung it on the fish, and now that fish came back to life. And now again the fish wanted to swallow the boat. Now a different bird came, Paskel Resha. Shaklulai Avna Tavna. We took this stone, Shadina Lasfinta, and we put it into the boat. Have a Hani Tsipara Malik Badon. There were with us salted fish, obviously fish that were birds that were dead. Asfina Alayu, and we put this diamond, the stone on them, for Shaklu or Perkhla Badon, and they came back to life. The Chazon Ish says, from here we see that even somebody who's very sick, somebody whose head has been cut off, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that they should get well, a Kodesh Baruch Hu can make them well. And the person even, Chas V'Shalom, who's missing a head, a Kodesh Baruch Hu could bring him Refuah Shleima. Says the Gemara, Tana Bar Masa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Shebaim B'Sfina, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua were traveling on a boat. Rabbi Elazar Yoshin, Rabbi Elazar was sleeping, Rabbi Yeshua Nor. And then Yaakov explains that was the custom that people would do. If they traveled together, one would stay up to be on guard, and the other one would go to sleep. Nizdaza, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua trembled. Veninai Rabbi Elazar, and that caused Rabbi Elazar to wake up. So Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, Maza Yeshua Mimnei Ma Nizdata, what caused you to shiver? Amalei Mar Godla Risi Bayam. I saw this tremendous light in the sea, and I'm concerned it's a wave that wants to drown us. Amalei Shema Enav Shalayosan Risa. Maybe you saw the eyes of the Leviathan. The Gemara says that the Ksiv, Enav Kafafe Shachar, they shine like when the sun comes up. And the Yaakov explains that this is connected to a Gemara that we learned in the previous year. In the previous shiur, we learned that that at the head of every wave, there's a fire. I saw that the Sadegeri Rebbe explains that there are two types of tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim who are involved with this world, and there are tzaddikim who are not involved with this world. Rebbe Elazar Yoshin, Rebbe Elazar was sleeping, he was separated from the world. Rebbe Shua Nor, he was connected to the world. And says the Gemara, Nizdaza Rebbe Shua, and Rebbe Shua saw the tzaras, the troubles that Klal Yisrael were suffering from. And then the Rebbe Elazar, at that point, every tzaddik, even the tzaddik who's somewhat separated from the world, when he sees the tzaras that Klal Yisrael are suffering, has to wake up and do what he can to save the rest of us. I was once traveling in the desert, and we had a thigh of meat with us. We opened it up to take out the chalev, the giranosha, and we put it on the grass because we left it there while we went to collect wood to roast it. Adam Maisinet Sivi, until we brought the wood, Cholam Atman, the thigh got healed back, but Tavino, and we roasted it. Kiadran Labasa Taisa Yachishatan, it says the Gemara, when we came back to the spat 12 months later, Chazino Lahani Gurmadava Kamalakshi, we saw the coals that we had roasted the meat on were still burning. Kiosla Kameda Mema, it says the Gemara, when I told the story to Mema, I'm like, who is for that grass, Samatrihu? It's a grass that's called Samatri and has the ability to bring together things that are already separated. That's what's called Samatri. It's Sam Chayim. The best refuah, explains the Marshal, is to bring together things that are broken. The Hani, Gumri, and the coals, the Rismahava, were from the Roysim tree, which are very hot and they don't get extinguished. The Yibel Kim is a Taninim Agdoilim. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis that on the fifth day of creation, says the Pasuk, V'yir ha'lakim ha'satanina ma'agdoilim, v'skol ha'nefesh ha'chaya remeses ha'shishortzu ha'mayim. Why are the taninim singled out? Aren't they part of everything else that was created? Says the Bar Hocha Tagina, and Bavad explained that zilei the mayim, that they're very large, like rams of the sea. V'yachram ezel v'yosun, that's the v'yosun, that's similar to Nachash Briach. It's like a snake that's like a beam. Uvyoson and the female, the male is like a beam. Uvyoson Nachash Klasen, like the snake. Shnema Beyamahu, Yifkar Hashem, Baharbay, Hakosha. On that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to create this Nachash, this Uvyoson, which is so powerful. Sima Kosho Yadin. Ami Yudam Rav, Komash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bala Elamai. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world, Zoch in the cave of Baron. Vaf Uvyoson, Nochesh Briach, Uvyoson, Nochesh Aklosen, Zoch in the cave of Baron. The Uvyoson was also created by a male and a female. The Molim Niskok and Zelazeb, if they would mate, Machriven Kolaylam Kulay, they would destroy the entire world. Masa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Sirius is a Zoch, he sterilized the Zohar that shouldn't be able to have children. Varg in the cave and killed in the cave. He salted and put it away. He killed them. Because the morale explains that when we would have a perfect Livyosan, the world would come to perfection. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes, he explains, that the world is not ready for that. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that the world is not ready for that, he had no choice but to create that they shouldn't be able to mate. Vav Behemis Bahari Elof, says the Gemara, the Shor Habor, that we're going to have also when Mashiach comes, Meher Imenu, Zoch in the cave of Borom. Vilim Neskotkum Zelazeh, if they mated, Machriven Kol Olam Kula. Masa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sirius HaZoch, he sterilized the male, but Sinan in the cave up, that the Nekeva should not want to have relations with Shamal Tzadikim Lavoi. Shenemar, Hine no Koich B'Mosnov, Zezochar, that it the strength remained in the body. It didn't emanate semen. That it never had children. Ask the Gemara, but why here too? Why didn't they do by the shore, habar, what they did by the Leviosim? Answers the Gemara, dogim pritzi. The dogim are very anxious to have relations, and therefore doing that would not, by just cooling off the nekeva, would not be enough. Ask the Gemara, the Levit Ipcha, why don't we kill the Zohar and keep the nekeva alive, just sterilize it? Because, says the Gemara, salted nekeva fish is better, and since salted nekeva fish is better, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu put that away for us when Mashiach comes. Kadosh Baruch Hu, as much as we can understand this, plays with the Leviosim. So Behadin the Kev, Lav Aruch Ara, it's not the Archeris to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is playing with a female. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, why by the shore, Hochanami Limlachan the Keva, why not Kadosh Baruch Hu salt the female Shorabar? Says the Gemara, because salted meat, processed meat, like mali, is not good. Says the Gemara. So I saw that the Shailos Yoivitz says, from here we see that the Siris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sterilized, the Leviosin, is only in this world, only for that fish. But everything else, we have an obligation to see that they should be able to multiply. That's why we're here in the world, that we should be able to multiply. Says the Gemara, Vamar Yudah Marav, B'shoah Shabikis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livrus HaSoylam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, Amloy L'sar Shriyam, Sach Pila Bola Kamei Mishabalam. Open your mouth and swallow up all of the water that exists in the world. Amloy Fon Rabban Shloylam, Daish Emet B'shali. He says, I should just control that the water should not go past its border. But I shouldn't have to swallow up all the water. Yat Bot Boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a kick to the Sar Shal Yom, Varogai and killed it. Shinamar, the Koicha Roga Yom, Besvunosa Mochatrav. With his power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Mea Yam. From here we see that the name of the Shal Shiyam, Rach V'Shmoy. V'moli Mayim Mechasim Rasoi, if not, it was killed, as we're learning here, and if not, that there was water that covers it, and Kabar Yachalam Berechai, nobody could withstand its smell. Shinem V'loi Rei V'loi Shchis V'chol HaKotchi, K'mayim L'yam Mechasim. Atik L'yam Mechasim, El Esorish L'yam Mechasim. What happens is that it protects, that it destroys, that it covers up the dead Sarah Shalyam. Vamarav Yehuda Marav, Yarden Yotzim and Morris Pimus, the Yarden emanates from Morris Pimus. Tamin Nami Hoch, Yarden Yotzim and Morris Payim, Mahalach, it goes around Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara, it goes around Eretz Yisrael, B'yamish al-Sichi, B'yamish al-Tveria, Miskalgul v'yor liyamagodl until it flows into yamagodl. Miskalgul v'yor atchmegi lepiv shel liyosan, and it keeps on flowing until it gets to the mouth of the liyosan. Shnama yiftach kineich yordan apia. Maskal v'loy rava barula hay behemus hari elef ksiv. This pasuk is speaking about behemus bar elef and not about the liyosan. Elam rava barula emes say behemus bahari elef betuchais. When can these animals, these powerful animals, will be comfortable that they will not perish? As long as there's water flowing into the mouth of the Yosan, as long as they're alive, they will be alive as well. So Chavetz Chaim says that why, when Mashiach comes, are we going to eat from this Leviosim, which we learned is salted and put away? Why don't we take a new fish? Says the Chafetz Chaim, from here we learn a very important lesson. The lesson we learn from this Gemara is the need to appreciate something that's original. Something which is only an imitation. Something which is only not the real thing doesn't have that much significance. The Leviathan is the first fish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And that Leviathan is the Leviathan, the original real thing, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should have to eat. The Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehera B'yameinu.